Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and the college basketball season. It is well underway, and tonight we're going to shine the spotlight on one of the teams right here in our backyard that is in the Southland Conference, and of course it is the Houston Baptist men's basketball team. They are gearing up for some big games in the month of December. In fact, they're going to pack their bags. They're going to head to Bloomington, Indiana. They're going to face those Hoosiers on December 10th. It is time for an update on the Huskies. Delighted to have with us the head men's basketball coach at Houston Baptist. That is Ron Cottrell. Good evening, Coach.
How you doing? It's great to be on.
Oh, it's great to have you on for the very first time. And here we are. Let's talk about your team. You are six games into the season. What have your Huskies, what have they shown you so far?
Well, we've been playing a very tough schedule so far, very, really challenging. Been on the road a lot. And, you know, we got a young ball club. We're trying to get some guys acclimated to what it takes to win at our level. And so, you know, you go play at Texas Tech, you go play at New Mexico, play at Marquette. And then last night we played at Rice. Those are some tough environments. And so we're putting our guys in challenging situations to hopefully grow our team. And by the end of December and early January, we get into conference play, we'll be ready to go.
Well, I know you're trying to grow these guys up. So what are your expectations? Are you at the point where you thought you would be at this point of the season?
Well, certainly any coach would love to have won a few more ball games at this point than what we've been able to. But certainly our guys are stepping up and I think learning a lot of lessons of what it's going to take when we get into conference play and especially to be able to win a road game in conference play. I think these games that we're playing right now are really setting us up to get us ready for that. I think we played well at times. I think there's been some moments where it looked like a ball club who could challenge and do well in the Southland. I think there's been times that certainly we've been overwhelmed by the situation and we've got to grow into those situations. So, you know, there's been some good and bad throughout the first six games, but certainly it is a work in progress for us.
Well, Coach Cottrell, I think that the good news is that you guys, are, as you're saying, you get a little bit of a break before you face St. Peter's, but what is going to be your focus, your emphasis over the next few days at practice? What's going to be that focal point?
Well, we spent a lot of time on the defensive end. We're giving up way too many points right now on the defensive end for our liking as coaches, and so we've got to do some things. Last night's game against Rice, they were able to score too much in transition. We've got to get the ball stopped and really work on our defense a little bit better than what we've been able to do so far. But you know, I think our guys are very willing and understanding that is an important part of who we are and what it's going to take to be successful. So I've got a group of young men who really buy into what we want to do and really understand that. So it's just a matter of us going to work and practice and getting ready for the next ball club.
Well, and Coach, one of the concerns coming into the season was taking better care of the basketball and minimizing those turnovers. Yeah. Are you guys making some progress in that particular statistic?
Yeah, we are. We're averaging about 12 turnovers a game right now. I'd love to get it down to about 10, but at the pace of play that we're playing at, you know, that's not a high number. Last year we averaged some more like 17, 18, and that's not a good number for us. But when you're playing a pace of play in the mid to high 80s every game, that means there's going to be a lot of possessions. And we're averaging, like I said, right around 12 right now. And so that's been something I think we've done a good job. Our young point guards have done a pretty good job of keeping us in our offense, keeping us focused in and taking care of the ball and getting the right guys get the ball at the right time for some guys on the floor.
Houston Baptist head men's basketball coach. He's in his 26th season at HBU. Ron Cottrell is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter. We're interactive. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And you can always go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. So we want to learn some more. Tell us about your team. Tell us about your roster and the guys that make up this Huskies.
Well, we got four seniors who've been with us throughout their whole career. They came here as freshmen and have kind of grown with our program and have really done a good job throughout their careers taking our program to that next level to be competitive in the South. And you've got Cody Stetler out of Hoisington, Kansas, 6'9", post player, kind of plays the backup role, but very critical to our success. Coulter Lasher, our leading scorer right now, is from Anchorage, Alaska, 6'7", kind of wing, plays inside and out, can really do a lot of things for our team. Reveal Chukwujekwu is a local product from Straight Jesuit here in Houston.
Oh, nice.
Is a really strong, really physical wing, 6'3", good body, can really rebound and defend, and really does a good job for us. And then Alex Fountain out of Wartburg, Tennessee, 6'7", kind of wing, play inside and out for us. Really good athlete, really good physical player, really can defend, knock down mid-range jump shots. Those guys really kind of make us go. Those four seniors really are important to our ball club. And then the next guy would be Josh Ibarra. Josh is from Angleton, just outside of Houston, 6'10", 6'11", 250, big guy. He really is the guy we really concentrate on getting the ball into, really making our offense work off of him. We want to play inside out, get perimeter shots off of people, having to really concentrate on Josh. Josh is, you know, shooting like 54-55% from the field on the year and mm-hmm. averaging about 6 rebounds a game. And then we brought in a couple point guards who've really done a good job for us. One's a transfer from Tennessee, actually grew up in Nashville and went to UT, and his name is Braxton Bonds, a sophomore, and has really taken over the point guard position and done a good job. Then backing him up is Jalen Weber, another local product, went to Second Baptist here in town, and Jalen's done a really good job for us as a backup. And those two guys can play together at times when we need them to. So that's a really good core group for us. And you add in Asa Cantwell, who's from San Antonio, who's really a really good three-point shooter. Asa's averaging about 54-55% from the three-point line right now, and just a guy you really have to guard no matter where he is on the floor. So those guys kind of make up the core. A few other guys are kind of sprinkled in here and there, but that gives you a pretty good idea who's on the court for us most of the time.
Okay, we're shining the spotlight on the Houston Baptist men's basketball team. We're going one-on-one with their head coach, Ron Cottrell, and this is your 26th year at HBU. What's the journey been like for you? Because I understand there's been, you know, a lot of highs, there's lows, but I understand that when you arrived, in 1990, there was not a men's basketball program. Is that correct?
Yeah, they had dropped the program in 88. The current president at the time had made some decisions about what the university was going to do and kind of restructure the athletics program at that point in time. And so they had dropped many of the athletic programs for a couple years, and they brought me in the fall of 90 to resurrect the program and basically start over. I got here and had no uniforms, no basketballs, no schedule. Had one player on the campus who had stayed from when they had the program before.
Wow.
And so we really had to just go out and spend the whole year recruiting and scheduling and putting the program back together. Played NAI ball for 17 years at that level and started out with kind of what we've done with the program now. We've gone Division I. We started out with freshmen and kind of grew it. That first year we won 7 ball games. The next year we won 14. The next year we won 17. And the next year we won like 24 with those guys as seniors, and kind of grew up from there. Became a pretty successful NAI program, historically in the top 10 in the country. Finished number one in the country in 2002-2003, and really had things rolling at the NAI level. Had a presidential change, and mm-hmm. as new president said, that smaller private institutions do, they kind of want to make their mark, and he decided that Dr. Sloan came in from Baylor and decided he wanted to go back to Division I, which the university had been back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And add sports. We're up to 17 sports here now and competing in the Southland Conference on the Division I level. So we went from starting a program over, literally from scratch, and building it up on the NAI level, and now really kind of starting over again, going
wow.
back to Division I and going through the whole being an independent and going through the transition and then going through the Great West Conference, which was kind of a bridge conference for us to get us into the Southland Conference. And so it's really like starting all over again. And we're in that process again of building up. Last year we won 17 ball games and got to the semifinals of the conference tournament in our third year in the league. And hopefully things are going to continue to build.
Ron, we only have time for one more question. I just mm-hmm. have to say that, you know, I know how much you love your Huskies, but you and your wife, you guys are both proud Arkansas Razorbacks. And you had the opportunity to work for the legendary coach in Nolan Richardson. And, of course, he led Arkansas to 3 Final Fours and winning a national championship in 94. He gave you the opportunity to be on his staff and open the door for you.
Yes.
What has that meant to you personally and professionally?
Well, he's my mentor. He is, in my mind, he's one of the truly, truly great coaches of all time. Very misunderstood, I think, in a lot of ways throughout his career. He has a heart of gold. He is the guy who gave me the chance, gave me the opportunity to get into coaching, and really gave so many people opportunities, whether it's to be able to play on the college level or get in coaching. He is an intense person when he's on the court, whether it's in practice or in a game, but
yeah.
off the court, he is the most loving, kind-hearted guy you've ever wanted to be around. We still are in very close contact, even to today. Just a tremendous person and someone I really look up to and really owe my career to, and a lot of things that have happened in my life.
26 years at Houston Baptist. He loves his Huskies. The head coach, Ron Cottrell, has been with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Good luck, coach, especially against those Hoosiers, okay?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio.